It's KMFM, you're on the hit list, and all this week it's about Kent Teach and hashtag I'm in charge. I'll tell you what you can win and how this all works later, and we are also catching up with teachers from all across Kent. Now, Helen used to be from Kent. She now teaches in Birmingham. Now, why did you decide to become a teacher?
I thought I'd always do it, but because my mum's a teacher, my sister's a teacher, and loads of our family friends are teachers, I sort of didn't want to be a teacher because of that. So I tried not to be a teacher, but kind of, yeah, I knew I wanted to do it the whole time.
So how did it happen for you?
So I started working at an accountancy firm and just realised that I wasn't actually like helping anyone or like getting anything from it. So that's when I thought, actually, I'll go back to my original sort of plan and train and try and sort of make a difference to people as opposed to just sitting at a desk and typing away sort of thing.
Now, everyone's got a different answer for this, Helen, but what's the most amazing moment for you as a teacher?
So when you've got a kid that's not been understanding something for a while, and then suddenly the hand shoots up and they like say, oh, miss, I get it now, I understand it. Or some cute little year sevens, just when they leave your lesson, every lesson will say, thanks, miss. Just sort of the little things like that. And there's obviously always the funny, like hilarious things that they come out with that you can then sort of talk to people on a Friday night about, which is quite funny.
So Helen, you teach secondary school. Can you remember how you felt when you stepped into a classroom for the first time and you were in charge?
Excited, but then slightly overwhelmed at the 30 people that are sat in front of me. And also pretty scary, to be honest. But once it finishes, once the lesson's finished, you sort of just want to do it again.
So obviously you're a young teacher. What would you say to students who are listening to this, who are maybe doing their GCSEs, A-levels, maybe even younger, who are considering a career in teaching?
I would say prepare to work hard. It's obviously not just about the holidays, but it is the most rewarding, enriching journey, I think, that you could possibly go on, from my experience anyway. Each day can be totally different. You'll meet some amazing people, and hopefully not only will you help shape their sort of future, but I think that it sort of impacts positively on you as well as a person from meeting all these young people and all the different experiences that you can share with them and they share with you.
So Helen, as you know, we're teaming up with Kent Teach for a competition called hashtag I'm in charge. And we're asking students all across Kent and Medway to give us ideas for what would make their lesson the best lesson ever, whether that's going somewhere, bringing in celebrities, bringing in sports teams, absolutely anything. So if you could do whatever you wanted, Helen, anything's a possibility, what would it be?
Mine's probably a bit boring, actually. I'd go back to ancient Greek times, and we'd go and meet Pythagoras, and I'd team teach with him. So there'd be no phones, no social media, and just get the kids to sort of think about how they did things back in those days, and hopefully it would make them realise that it's not as hard as it looks, and if someone all those years ago could came up with something that's still used now, they might think, oh, actually, it's not that difficult, I can do that. Or could I think of something that could be used in hundreds of years' time?